This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9 is celebrating World Environment Day, brought to you by Indah Water Consortium.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu, and you're listening to Open for Business. The last time our guest was on the show was in 2010. Not only was that a decade ago, but of course, there was also pre-COVID-19. Today, he's finally back, the co-founder of Tanah Merah, Mohd Faizal bin Ahmad Fadzil. He's on the phone with me today in honor of World Environment Day today, and we'll be discussing how Tanah Merah has stuck to their core principles of using raw materials for their home spa and beauty products over the past two decades, as well as the environmental impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and how businesses can capitalize on the growing trend towards sustainable consumerism. Nice to be speaking to you, Faizal. We have met, obviously, because you've been on our events. How many events, right?
Quite a number, actually.
Backed by popular demand. As mentioned, so Tanah Merah has always focused on using raw materials for your products, which now cover everything from massage oils to teas to hand sanitizers. A quick reminder of why Tanah Merah has always used only naturally sourced ingredients.
When we start doing this brand, this product, we've always focused on the product being natural, you know, and combining the modern method of manufacturing plus the traditional knowledge that my family, you know, dah dapat turun temurun lah, you know. And then my company, we always specialize in doing natural product, and it's always been a challenge. But the reason why we want to do that is that because we've seen so many chemical product out there. As time goes by, you start hearing a lot and a lot more issues, like people becoming allergic to this, allergic to that. And, you know, and I think it's one of the main thing is that the product are becoming more and more synthetic. There's a lot more and more chemicals are introduced into product these days. I do understand why it's done, because it's cheaper, it lasts longer, you know, and it's so much easier to produce, you know. So we decided to go against the grain, being the amazingly masochistic people that we are, you know, we decided to make our life difficult and go the other way, and we focus only on natural ingredients.
Right. And this was something that you, you know, like you say, you went against the grain way back when, and it's a Malaysian product, right? I know this is something, another pet peeve again, right? Do people appreciate Malaysian products?
When we introduced the concept of a high-end natural premium without a crazy price, our price is very reasonable. We had to fight perceptions that somehow or other local product is not good enough. And, you know, Tanah Merah being Tanah Merah, we love the fact that we are local, manufactured, tested, formulated, designed all by Malaysians. And we, you know, we pukul canang lah, is a Malaysian, right? We make sure that everybody knows we are local. We don't say that, oh, you know, imported technology from France, you know, formulated in Swiss, none of that. You know, we say we're 100% Malaysian, proudly so. So initially it was very, very hard. But I realized in the past, I would say, you know, about 6-7 years, the sentiment has changed. One, I think because Tanah Merah is a stronger brand now, and people trust Tanah Merah because we're very, very transparent in everything that we do, our formula, you know, our safety record, and all that. And two, I think, I mean, more Malaysians travel outside than a lot of other nations in the world. And I think people begin to realize, hey, Malaysian product is not that bad at all. In fact, some Malaysian products are extremely good, world-class. And because we were one of the initial company that keep on pushing the idea of that Malaysia is good, Malaysian product is one of the best, you know, we can be better and all that. So it stays in people's mind that you know, we are as good, if not better, than a lot of international brands.
Right. I'll talk about that campaign you're doing in just a moment. Is there still a need to educate home consumers about natural products, though? Do you think, we've improved since then as well?
Have improved tremendously, and there's always a need. Malaysian being Malaysian, we are quite impatient. We want things fast, cheap, and effective, you know. And we have to tell people that, say, look, we want to share the idea of sort of like slow personal care, you know, everything take its time and all that. The education have to be ongoing, and that's what we always do. We always give talks, you know, not to sell Tanah Merah, of course, but to talk about the danger of chemicals.
Now, over the course of the MCO, there's been a lot of discussion about the pandemic's impact on the environment. On the one hand, air and water pollution has also decreased. And on the other hand, disposable PP is contributing to plastic waste. So in light of the increasing discussion about environmental impact, do you think consumers are moving towards supporting sustainability and natural products even more, right?
I like to think so. But I'm also a bit concerned. We tend to forget easily. You know, that during the MCO, a lot of things, you can see a lot of new excitement. Like, for example, like talking to my friend Shari from Pop Tani, and you know, and we see there's this huge upsurge of people planting things, you know. So there's this new interest because we have more, we had more times, and then we realized that they say, oh, you know, things that we start taking for granted, we used to take for granted, like going to the supermarket, now is much harder. So people beginning to start thinking about, you know, what we can do to go back to basic. And you know, and it was wonderful to see pictures of nature reasserting itself. And I think for natural product also, people beginning to appreciate taking time, you know, using natural product. Because now, bear in mind, we wash our hands much, much more than before. You know, cleanliness is now, we realize how important it is compared to before. You can't go around, like, you know, applying alcohol, like, you know, 200 times a day. Your skin will be hancur lah, you know. So you have to find a middle way. And not to mention, there are a lot of children that are not even able to use alcohol at all. Right. Or even people who have eczema. It just, the skin will just flare up. So that's where we come in. And we realize there's been a massive increase when it comes to natural high personal hygiene products, even in for our market.
Right. You know, with what's happened recently, have you experienced any logistical challenges over the past few months?
Oh, yes, God, I have. Especially in regard to retail sales and all the sort of stuff. You know, things were just so difficult. And literally, we can see why a lot of companies just basically wind down, because it was such a challenge. And of course, logistic itself was the challenge for us to move around, stuffing, even on our manufacturing side. And but being a small company, we're quite lucky because we were able to adapt, you know, and manage to recover some of our lost ground during that time. But it was a lot of adaptation, a lot of my team have been amazing, alhamdulillah. There were challenges, there's always challenges, even now there's always challenges, you know, but we started seeing there's a lot of improvement in same day deliveries. Of course, we had issues on some of the product not sent out, you know, delivered late, but with all the tracking system and all that, we are able to well, it was hard, but it was manageable.
Right. What about in terms of your supply chain? Has it become more or less sustainable in recent times? I mean, you do have ingredients as well that are not from Malaysia, right?
Yeah, our ingredients come all over the world. And this is sometimes where people get a bit confused because we are saying we are a homegrown product. And we focus on tropical ingredients, but we work with the best. Like if you say the best pagaga extract is not from Malaysia, unfortunately, the best pagaga extract is from France, you know. So we, you know, because we have, people can say, oh, but pagaga grows everywhere. Yeah, but we want good quality extract. It's not about like we take the pagaga and put it in our bottles, you know. It's unfortunate. I wish we have all the extract that we want here locally. Even some of our local essential oil we get from Australia and all that. We work with the best. If anybody have used Tanah Merah product, they know the kind of smell that we are, that our products have, you know. So, issue, there was a lot of supply issue because the pandemic is not a Malaysian issue. It's a world issue. We had even like some of the issue, the biggest issue we had, it was actually supply of bottles.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, and I'm not the only one. Everybody was fighting to get bottles. Like, we can get the bottles here, but we can't get the pump because there's nobody in Malaysia that produces pump.
Ooh, a good business idea.
Yeah, no, seriously. It's seriously. One of the things that we really should look into is how to strengthen local supply.
Mm.
But the investment is extremely high to do pump because of multiple cavity, they call it. Bottles is easy. Bottle, we have a lot of local suppliers. But it's the head, the pump head is the one that was giving us the issue.
Okay. Now, okay, Tanah Merah started with soaps and essential oil mist for home use. And of course, now you've expanded to home spa products as well with over 160 core products, right, across both your retail and spa product lines. So have any of the raw ingredient sources been affected?
Yes, of course. Because of the MCO, we do get a lot of plants, local plants that have been supplied locally. Farmers, no matter what they say, oh, these are the essential, but it does affect because people movement were restricted. Transportation was restricted. We do had a lot of issues in trying to get all the local raw ingredient itself. Even the packaging, we do get as much as possible. We rather get things locally, like the printing materials and all that. This is unprecedented. There's no pandemic guidebook.
Yeah.
So the government say, okay, personal care is under essential, food under essential, but then they didn't look at transportation. You need transportation, right? That's not under essential. I can come up with all the product, but what about my packaging material? Mm. Packaging material printer are not under essential. So the second phase is when they started loosening it a bit. And even then, you still have to get a letter from MITI.
Yeah.
And supposed to be in 2 days, it took us more than a week. Even then, I had to call in some favors, trying to expedite it because the place was going around, shutting down factories. It was tough. The first few weeks was really, really tough. And, we just have to be positive.
Right. So what did you see, over the MCO? What were the products that were popular?
Most sanitizing products like hand sanitizers, surface spray, hand wash. We don't have hand wash. So body wash, bath soaps. These are the things that were selling extremely well.
Right. We'll continue our conversation with Tanah Merah after this. I'm here with Mohd Faizal, Ahmad Fazil. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Building fit Malaysians, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Open for Business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's also a World Environment Day today. Mohd Faizal, Ahmad Fazil from Tanah Merah is here with me. A company that's been around for more than 20 years. He doesn't really know exactly because it started with mum, right? And it became a proper company after that. And of course, I think the message is all the more important. And, Tanah Merah has been around talking about the environment. With natural products, a Malaysian made natural products as well. Now, so you also have B2B products, right? Your green amenities hotel products. So what kind of experience have you had with this, with smaller business or other industries seeking natural products as well? So hotels was affected.
Of course, B2B were extremely affected. We have projected sales with Malaysia Airlines for the hand wash and the lotion that's basically gone. Hopefully it will start back again, in a couple of months, because they were doing quite well. And then we were talking to some really huge chain of hotel that's put on hold for now. A lot of other shops, like, Tanah Merah supply to a lot of baby shops. Also that slowed down a lot. Pharmacy went up a bit, online was fantastic. I mean, we lost ground from online. It's a lot of loss during that time. Even now, we slowly is recovering. The good thing is that our export market is still slightly more stable. Because a lot of the country that we are exporting to have not had a complete shutdown, Japan, Vietnam, Hong Kong also have started opening up again quite fast. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, like, it's about natural products that you have, right? Do you also try to ensure that your supply chain from end to end is eco-friendly or, you know, as much as possible?
Eco-friendly is a bit hard in a way. We make sure all our products are safe. Mm. The source of the ingredient are from plant. Mm. And we also make sure that that the product have all the, even the raw material that we use have not been tested on animal. Mm. And the eco-friendly part is much harder to control. Mm. So, but we try to reduce the carbon footprint. Mm. So by trying to get more and more local product as much as possible. I mean, within reason, because at the end of the day, the cost plays an important role. Right. So, you know, Tanah Merah Tender have to be earth-friendly, human-friendly, animal-friendly. This is the mantra of Tanah Merah product. Right. So we will comply to as much as possible to these three tenets of Tanah Merah. Mm. Yeah.
So how many countries did you say you're exporting to?
We are in about 14 countries right now. It goes up, goes down a bit. We have big plans for this year for the UK market to go into retail. Mm. Our Japanese distributor were all gung-ho ready to really start going and all that. You know, of course, we want to start going back into the European market, via UK. So we have all these plans. So now everything is put on hold. Not say stop, but just put on hold.
Right.
You know, things will, might be the new normal. I know some people hate this word, new normal.
Right.
You know, but things will improve as time goes by. You just have to be very positive about that.
Now, I want to talk about your campaign, supporting local products. Tell me about that.
You know, I'm very passionate about Malaysian product. One of our communication company, RF Communication, they're a bunch of fantastic young people. And I had this idea during the MCO. During the MCO, you know, you just want to keep yourself busy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, work was also quite busy, but I had more time now at home.
Yeah.
And so I had this idea. I mean, like, people started doing this, like, kita support kita or local program, make sure that SME survive to focus on the local economy. And I realize that we all have been living in a fantasy.
Mm.
And the fantasy is that, you know, big corporate giant are here to save our life.
Mm.
It's box. Mm. You know, some, I'm not going to mention name, might get you into trouble.
Mm.
You know, some big coffee chain can just pack up and leave.
Right.
They have no need to be here. If they realize Malaysia is not a good company, they would just pack up and leave.
Right.
And, big fried chicken company would just pack up and leave because, you know, they say, oh, so what? Malaysia is not a big company. Let's move to Indonesia, right?
Right.
So, at the end of the day, the one that's left behind, we are left behind.
Mm.
Because this is our country. We are not going to pack up and leave.
Mm.
And so the idea of this, instead of paying 20 ringgit for a cup of horrible coffee, actually, I'm not going to mention the name. I'm going to get you into trouble. Why don't we support small cafes, local coffee that produce 100 times better coffee, and it's a local brand.
Mm.
So, and I realized there's a lot of marketplace was sprouting left, right, and center.
Mm.
But what is missing is that when you look at the marketplace, that there's no story about it. There's no soul.
Mm.
Okay, I can talk about Amira products, but what I realized that what interests a lot of people is actually how we came about, you know,
right.
Our story, heritage and all that.
Mm.
If I can talk about, say, for example, Maitin, a fantastic company, instead of Tesco or something like that.
Mm.
But how many people know the person behind Maitin, Dato' Wira Amir? You know, people do not know. I can talk about Habib.
Mm.
I can talk about, you know, a resort that nobody knows about.
Mm.
So the element of the story is missing.
Yeah.
And that's what Arif Communication and I, we put our head together and say, why don't we tell that story? So we have Tanah Air.com. Mm. And now we are, because, you know, it's Tanah Air, it's our own Tanah Air. Mm. And we are preparing the platform for the story to be told. Mm. It's not a marketplace. It is more about reading the story about all the local brand, you know, the good local brand. Mm-hmm. But of course, there will be some vetting. Mm. The company must be serious. The company must have all the right documentation. Mm-hmm. You know, the company must have a strong brand presence. Mm. Okay. So that's what Tanah Air is going to be all about. So, and we really hope we can get your support. I think you guys are quite interested in it also.
Right. Okay, just want to check, last question, right? Tips or advice you have for companies looking to move towards being more environmentally friendly or eco-conscious? I think people are now awake, right? So your advice for entrepreneurs, because you guys have been singing this mantra for decades, you know?
Yeah. My advice is do it. Mm. You have to. And the market demands it. You cannot not do it, you know, because it is, even if you don't believe in all the environmental, you know, you keep the eyes of bollocks and all the sort of thing, you have to realize the market demands it. Mm. You know, if you want to survive, there are many reasons why you need to do it. One is cost. You have to look at the cost of it, you know. Yeah. It might be more expensive on sometimes the ingredient, but, you know, on the logistic, especially if you go for local supplies and all that, it will actually be cheaper. Mm-hmm. And also on safety, you are reducing chances of people having allergic reaction. It's by no means is 100% safe. There's no such thing. Mm. Even water can kill you, right? Mm. So, but you know that the chances of people to react to it is much lesser, you know. And also, you know, people are beginning to be more, how do you say it? What's the word?
Woke.
Yeah, in a way, people begin to be aware of what they put on their body. And I always tell during my talk, you know, it is your own responsibility to take care of yourself. You cannot, you know, if you take every day, you take fast food, and then in 10 years time, you have a heart attack, you cannot blame McDonald's, you can't blame KFC.
Yes. Right.
You know, it is your responsibility. Nobody put a gun on your head.
Mm.
So a lot of brands, I realize, claim organic, a lot of brand claim natural, but at the end of the day, when you look at the ingredient, like for example, a big brand claim came out with a natural product range. They're quite big, pharmacy chain, and when I look at the ingredient, the only thing that's natural is actually water. So that's unethical, see? So you have to be ethical about doing things. Mm. And at the end of the day, now with the internet and how fast things go viral, you have very little room for mistakes.
Right. So do the right thing from the beginning, yeah?
Yes.
Thanks for spending time with us. Mohammad Faisal, Ahmad Fazil from Tanah Merah. It is World Environment Day. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
This World Environment Day special was brought to you by Indah Water Consortium, New Life for Water.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.